You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Brandon Mettenwald. He is the co-founder and web developer of Simply Made Apps, a software startup based in Fargo, North Dakota. Simply Made Apps' sole product is Simple In-Out, an easy-to-use digital in-out board for iOS, Android, and the web. Brandon, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us, what is Simple In-Out?
Simple In-Out is a digital in-out board to replace the existing in-out boards that people have hanging all over their offices. We have an in-out product that works on the iPhone, on the iOS market, the Android, as well as the internet. But at the same time, our key innovation was the problem that Simple In-Out solves, which is just that people always forget how to use the in-out board. They either forget or they just plan to ignore it. And so what Simple In-Out does is it uses geofencing technology to automatically move you in or out based on your location with your cell phone, which solves that fundamental problem where the in-out board is always out of date.
Well, how did you come up with the idea for Simple In-Out?
The idea actually came from using other horrible products. I think a lot of us have been in office settings where they've had to use these in-out boards in the past. I know I was one of those people. And after struggling with it for so long, we actually started using another digital product, and the product was not really solving any of the problems. It was the same problem, just in a different place. And so after using this horrible product for several years, I used to joke that we could build a better digital in-out board in a weekend. And funny as luck would have it, I was out having a beer with a couple of my friends when I had made this boast, and they had both said, well, you know what, we should try that. So one weekend, we decided to lock ourselves away, 48 hours, a lot of coffee and pizza, and, you know, at the end of it, we had a very nice product. And so it solved the problem, and we found out that a lot of other people have this exact same problem, too.
That is incredible. Being that you're a startup, how do you balance life and work together?
That's a very tricky problem, I think. I think everybody has some kind of life-work balance problem. When we first started, it was certainly an issue of trying to find the time because, in our case, a lot of us have day jobs, and so this has always been kind of another job on top of that, so that makes it even more tricky. But what I've discovered is that the best thing you can do from an entrepreneur standpoint is just really, really appreciate and like what you're doing. When we get together to brainstorm new features or to actually do programming and get new features out the door, for us it doesn't feel like work. And if you're in a situation where your job doesn't feel like work, then not only are you going to be more apt to do it, but you're going to be far more productive as you're actually doing it. So the key to that is just simply liking what you do. And if you don't like what you do, find something that you do like and then go do that.
I like it. Today we are joined by Brandon Mettenwald. He is the co-founder and web developer of Simply Made Apps, a software startup based in Fargo, North Dakota. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brandon, what has been your most difficult challenge to date?
Well, you know, I think for us, our most difficult challenge has certainly been marketing. Not that we're incredibly horrible at marketing, though I will say it's certainly not our bailiwick, but for us, getting people to know we exist, we certainly have, in our market space, we have probably, I would think without doubt, the best product in the space, and it really does solve more problems than our competitors, and in most cases, it's far less expensive than our competitors, too. So when we actually talk to people about our product and try to convince them to sign on, Once we've gotten them and once we're having that conversation, we sell through at an incredible rate. People see the value, see the extra features, love almost everything about it, and immediately come on board. So the difficulty we have is getting that initial conversation or getting people to know that we exist. And we've learned that lesson over the course of the last year and a half, that just because you build something really, really cool doesn't necessarily translate to sales, doesn't necessarily translate to money. And so the if you build it, they will come really does not apply. So in our case, that is the thing we struggled with the most. And we're getting much better at it now. But you have to spend, it seems like, just as much, if not more time, letting people know that your business exists and making sure you market to the segments of people you need to go after, as you do just building something really, really neat.
What advice would you offer to others hoping to start their own businesses?
Well, with us, when we started our own business, it was all about doing something that we really, really wanted to, you know, put our shoulder into. And when it comes to other entrepreneurs, I would say the same thing. It comes back to that earlier point. You really need to have a passion for what you're doing, because there are always going to be dark moments, times where things don't go the way you had planned, or times where you're going to be less motivated. And if you have others with you, if you're not working as a solo entrepreneur, if you have others with you who can push you through those moments and you really care about what you're actually doing, then that is worth its weight in gold. You can overcome so many obstacles by just wanting to work on what you're working on, wanting to do what you want to do, whether it's changing the world or whether it's something as mundane as, as a shoe shine business, I would think. As long as you care about what you're doing, that is what you have to do every single day.
Yes, definitely. I like that advice. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Simplin' Out online.
Sure. We have a website at simplinout.com, which is the product page. Also, if you search for Simplin' Out on the App Store for Apple, on the Android Store, we're also in the Chrome Web Store as well, you'll find us. And if you go and Google Digital In-Out Board, you'll see us there as well.
Good to catch up with you today. He is Brandon Mendenwall, the co-founder and web developer of Simply Made Apps, a software startup based in Fargo, North Dakota. Simply Made Apps' sole product is Simple In-Out, an easy-to-use digital in-out board for iOS, Android, and the web. And the website of reference, once again, is simplinout.com. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.